And welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yechezkel Perek Chof Beis, the 22nd chapter of the book of Yechezkel. The general topic of this Perek is the sins of Yerushalayim, which is encapsulated really in the second pasuk, which is Va'atah ven adam hasishpoit, hasishpoit es ir hadamim, va'adata es kol tavoseh. Will you judge the city of blood and tell it its sins? Meaning to say the focus of this Perek is Yechezkel, in a certain sense, being made aware of all the terrible things that have been going on in Yerushalayim, and to tell them why they are in fact culpable. And this is going to be the general overview of this perek. Remember that Yechezkel is not in Yerushalayim at this point, so he is not witnessing it necessarily firsthand, although he did live there beforehand. And so this seems to be a sort of virtual court case or virtual listing of what's going on bad in Yerushalayim to warrant all this destruction which is about to ensue, as we are in the prophecies of destruction right now. The Perek is divided into three sections. The first section is a long laundry list of all the sins. The second section is about smelting of silver, and the last section is about the leaders. So let's go through it sequentially. Starting at the beginning, the first section is pretty strong, where it describes Hashem tells Yechezkel to go judge the city, the Ir Hadamim, and he charges Yechezkel to tell the city of all of its disgraces. He talks about a city which spills blood in it, a city which has deities in it. He talks about how the ending of the time of Yerushalayim is coming. The clock is ticking for Yerushalayim's time, because at this point, those who are close and far from you, Yerushalayim, yis kal su bach, temeah Hashem rabas mehamahuma, they are going to mock you because of your impure name and your confusion. And then it goes on to describe the excess force which the leaders used to spill blood in it. Fathers and mothers taking advantage of the stranger, desecrating the holy things, desecrating the Shabbos, the story mongers, the Rachil, the infidelity, the incest, nida, and adultery perpetuated in Yerushalayim, the bribes which were taken to spill blood, the usury, ribis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends up after this long list by saying in all of this, this was V'oisi shachachta ne'um Hashem lakim. You forgot me. You're no longer a society which was God-centric. You're no longer a society thinking about the Ribono shel Olam at the start and the finish. And at this point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because of this, V'avitzosi osoch bagoyim, I'm going to spread you out among the nations. V'zeresich baratzos, I'm going to sow you among the nations. V'asimoisi b'tumoseich mimech. I'm going to close and finish your tumah, your impurity from you, and you're going to be bequeathed or sent out to the rest of the nations. Just to appreciate a few things, what are the close and far people who are mocking you? So Malim says, well, those who are far from you hear about your bad name. Those who are close to you hear about the chaos internally and are going to mock you on both accounts. And Rashi actually points out that this is something which is really we bear throughout history, and that is that they mock us because we are supposed to bear the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we act differently, when we act we're not worthy of bearing that name, that turns to the greatest mockery. That's what's happening over here. What is interesting is if you look through this first section of Psukim, which is a rather long section, it runs from Pasuk Aleph to Tezvav, you'll notice that in fact, or actually to Tezayin, you'll notice that the refrain seems to be about spilling blood, Laman Shafoich Dam, whether it be exercising power as the leaders do it, whether it be Rachil, whether it be Shoichad. There's so many different applications where it says in order to spill blood. And the Mefarshim try to point out how in each case, you know, taking bribes usually leads to bloodshed and so on. But it seems to be that the general section is about spilling blood. And what the Malbim explains this is that when Yechezkel is supposed to be understanding the sins of Israel, the Laman Shafoich Dam means to say is that these are the things that you, Israel, did in Yerushalayim to spill other people's blood. But ultimately, it's also the cause of the indictment that's going to spill your blood. So it's on the one hand what you did and what's also going to be happening to you, which why it seems to be the refrain keeps repeating itself in this first section. The second section of this prophecy moves from Pasuk Yud Zion to Pasuk Chof Beis, and it's about the purifying with silver. This is pretty clear, this section, where Hashem talks about how Israel is a lesig, is these dross, this impure metal, copper and lead and iron and tin are all with all these impurities. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is, I'm going to bring you all into Yerushalayim, all the different types of metal, and I'm going to light a large fire and smelt you in anger. Ki tuch kesef besoich kur, like the smelting of silver in the kiln. Kein tutuchu besoicha, you will be smelted in it. Just to appreciate what this is, what is smelting? It obviously is related to the word melting, but what it does is it's basically the purifying of a metal. So whether it be that a person takes a rock of ore, as an example, and wants to extract from the rock the pure metal, what one would do is one would put it into a kiln, and each metal has its own different temperature, and one would melt it down to the point that the non-pure elements would actually be burnt out, and one would pour out the molten liquid metal in its pure form. It is interesting to note that sometimes when asking a silversmith, until which point do you need to smelt the silver, colloquially the answer is until you can see your reflection in the metal, until you can see your reflection in the silver. That's a fascinating point, because in a certain sense, what sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do to the nation of Israel is to smelt us, to burn out all our impurities, our impure beliefs, perhaps impure characters or characteristics that we have among us, to burn us until he can see his reflection in us once again. That's what seems to be happening over here. There is, at the same time as this being a moment of anger, this also is a crucible moment, which means to say that through this process there are going to be survivors, it sounds like, and there are going to be the pure survivors through this process, which gives a little bit of a bittersweet taste. Finally, the last section of this parak moves from Chaf Gimel to the very end in Lamed Aleph, and this section attacks directly the leaders. It talks generally about At Eretz Loi Metoharahi, you tell the land which is not pure, Loi Gushma B'Yom Zayim, is not going to be rained upon on the day of anger. And as the Mephoshim point out, the Malbim points out, that unlike the flood which came and washed away all the land and sort of cleared it out, you know the feeling when you come out and it's just rained and you feel it's fresh and the humidity is just broken? Well, that's not happening over here. The rain hasn't come. It's going to be the fire this time. It's going to burn you through. It's not going to have the same freshness, unfortunately. What happens in this section? He talks about the difference, the Kesher Nevi'eha, the groups of prophets who are using other people, like Ka'ari, Sho'eg, Teref, Teref. They're spreading rumors to keep people in a state of confusion and chaos because they can use it to their advantage. The Kohanim, who are Chomsu Torosi, they misappropriate the Torah. They don't differentiate between Chol and Kodesh, between Tomei and Tahar, between the boundaries that they're supposed to, the Shabbos and Chol. They're the boundary keepers, they're not keeping the boundaries. The Soreh Bekirba, the governors in it, are like wolves who tell you, Lishpach Dam, coming back to the frame of the beginning of the Perek, to spill blood, to take advantage of others. And the Nevi'im again, he comes back to the Nevi'im, are spreading rumors and saying things which Hashem does not actually say. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says most ominously, Va'avakesh mehem ish goder geder va'amed ba'peretz lefonai ba'ad ha'aretz. I looked for one person to fix the fence and to stand in the breach, that I should not destroy the land. V'loi matzasi, I could not find one person. And that's why Hashem concludes, Va'ashpach alehem za'mi ba'esh evrosi kilisim darkom b'roshom nasati. I'm going to spread my fire to destroy them. Ultimately, all of this negativity comes down, not necessarily just to the populace, but to the leaders who were not only leading and not fixing, but were ultimately themselves the cause of much of the corruption. The last thing just to think about when closing this parak is that the Malbim points out that when in this long list of iniquities, of problems that have been suggested over here that are being accumulated on Yerushalayim, what is the one that sort of tips it over the edge? So the Malbim points out that if you look at it, is that you look carefully at the Psukim in Pasuk Yud Dalet, he points out that the Bein Adam L'Chavera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bein Adam L'Mokom, the sins between a human being and a Hashem, Hashem says, you know, we can wait for that, we can see, maybe you can fix it. But when it comes to Bein Adam L'Chavera, the sins which are between human beings, in that case, there's no longer time to wait anymore. Because you've hurt people so badly, you never fixed it up. Well, there's no longer time to fix it up anymore. It's now too late. So ultimately, that's where the brunt of the suffering is. And that's how he is medayik from the pasuk. Hayamod li beich im techezakno yadayich layamim asher ani osei osach ani Hashem dabar to Asisi. I'm sorry, if you carry on holding your hand and you're not going to fix it with your friends and the people you took advantage from, then there is no longer hope. That ultimately is the greatest debt that we hold. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.